From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, volunteers from the diaspora lend a hand in a day of service. Stay tuned to find out how they shared the love. There are times when a smile matters more than the most obvious display of altruism. When time spent is more valued than all the treasures of the world. Members of the Jamaican diaspora recently traveled across the island to participate in more than 20 projects as part of the Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference's Day of Service. The service groups included delegates from North America, Europe, and even from the Middle East, with projects ranging from youth and community development, male empowerment, educational workshops, healthcare provision, and others. One group visited the Tower Street Adult Correctional Facility in Kingston. This group included representatives from Canada, the United Kingdom, and locally based organization Operation Save Jamaica, OSJ. They shared with the inmates and toured the facility. UK Chairman of the Jamaica Diaspora Crime Intervention and Prevention Task Force and Project Coordinator for UK charity Spark to Life, Dr. Leroy Logan, speaking before the tour, said the group was there not only to spend time with the inmates, but also to provide the infrastructural support where needed.
We're working in the process with the Ministry of National Security to see where our programs can fit in with the infrastructure that's already in place and how we can add value to the great work they're doing.
Also touring the facility was State Minister for National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., who said the visit and the commitment to help sends a positive message to inmates.
We are very grateful, first and foremost, that you have all taken the time to come here. It's important because it sends a very clear message to the brothers that they are important, regardless of their circumstances. Once we get the persons and the brothers that are here to feel themselves valued and to understand their own self-identity, that is the foundation for any of the activities to actually be successful.
The inmates also shared their own desires for help and rehabilitation. One individual, whose name is being withheld, shared his views with the minister and diaspora members.
If there could be programs where inmates have a chance to work, probably before they leave, as a process of reintegration, and then having left, they would have had experience doing so and could continue, that would be great.
Dr. Leroy Logan says some members of the group will return to the island later this year to work on the interventions. However, he adds that inmates must now show the desire for positive change and a strong will to contribute to the development of not just themselves, but also others.
If individuals are showing the right sort of attitude and the right sort of application, then those are criteria. Because we're not talking about just levels of intelligence, but it's a question of how they want to apply their mind to develop those skills. And more importantly, and this is the key, how they give it back.
Some members of the team also went on to the Operation Restoration Christian School in Trenchtown, where there was another project underway targeted at parents. Diaspora members returned home with hearts full, devising ways to continue providing support to their home country. And that's how we close things out this week. Join us next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Joel Samuels reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
Them be 65, a salute to the farmers. And I say them be show ground bigger and better, enough exhibits this year. Jamaican food, enough activities for the children, livestock round here. And I say farmers market, entertainment galore, you know you're round here. Adults 1,000, children 400, them be show 2017. Remember, I know, and them be showground August 5 to 7. Make sure no roll on. Remember, grow what we eat, eat what we grow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.